The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and relieve struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're also live on Facebook, and I have my little co-host here, Stella, with me. And on today's show, we are so happy to say we have Caleb Matthews back on again. There's Caleb there. Instead of me sharing your bio, Caleb, I'm just going to get you to tell us about you because you're sitting right here.
That's great. No, that's awesome. Well, thank you very much, Colette, for having me on The Truth.
I just wanted to say one thing before we get started. You can call in. We're taking calls. If you have had some vivid dreams, I've had some, you can pick Caleb's brain and find out like maybe what your psyche is trying to tell you. Maybe your higher self has something to say to you. 1-800-930-2819. Okay, Caleb, here you go.
Here we go. Okay, sorry. I want to make sure you got all your introductions in there. Good. So thank you, Colette, for having me on the show. This is awesome to be back with you. I think this is the third or fourth time that we've had one of these talks. So I know that we're always have...
The fifth.
Okay. Well, that's great. You know, five means the grace to go into something. So that's a good number. I'm Caleb Matthews with Encompassed by Dreams. For those of you who don't know who I am, or those of you who have been tuning in many times since I've started the show with Colette coming on these multiple times, I'm so happy to be a guest on this program because I know that we talk about the truth is funny, spiritual truths that both are enlightening to the spirit, but as well things that we can apply to our natural life. So a little bit about myself. I own a dream consulting business in Kelowna, BC that started back in 2012 for interpretation of dreams and spiritual experiences. So I am what you call a spiritual insurgent. So what my goal is to bring answers to you and your place of habitation, work, or family life in a time, in a place where it's unconventional. So unconventional answers to conventional problems. So that's what a insurgent does, is gets into the unconventional and applies them to the conventional so that we can turn the mundane into the illuminating unconventional truth. So that's a little bit about myself. And I'm so happy to be on the show today.
I love it because I said, it's Wednesday morning and I love my radio show days. And Stella gets all excited and runs around the house for an hour while we get ready. And she's like, oh, Caleb's here. That's why she was sitting on my shoulder. Like, she knows certain guests, and like, she can always feel Zach, the producer. He's a big Hab fan, like my dad. She can always feel that energy coming through.
Awesome.
It's so much fun. So, we wanted to shed some light on the current, I call it the current situation. You're calling it unusual times. And, we want to empower people at this time and see, maybe it's not about turning a negative into a positive. That's impossible to do. There's lots of things about this that are negative, and then there's some positive things about this that some people are finding. And so we're all, there's got to be both there. And so we want to share, some of your thoughts with what you feel is going on. And I think we already do have people calling. So we're going to take this first time before the first break, and we're going to let you say your thing. And then
sure. Taking calls. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Colette. So what I prepared today, for those of you who have seen the topic on the social media that Colette and the team from Transformation Talk Radio have announced for today, is the art of reinventing yourself. So during unusual times, it is of the utmost importance and of the essence that we learn the skill to reinvent ourselves on, it looks like now it's a daily and weekly and monthly basis because the information is always changing around us. But this is something, a principle that my grandfather and taught to my dad and my dad taught to me, is if you can master the art of reinventing yourself multiple times in your lifetime, then you'll have had a very good life. And so what are you talking about, Caleb? Well, I want to bring some examples from my own current life. So first of all, I have moved physically into different homes to about 12 different places in life. So I've lived in 12 different addresses in Canada, the United States, different places in North America throughout my time in the world so far. So moving 12 times, being the age of 32 years old, that's a pretty large ratio for someone who's only reached in his early 30s, right? But I've learned how the art of how to enjoy a season and enjoy that address, but knowing when it was time to shift to a new geographical place. But learning that each of these shifts brought about a new opportunity in a new season that was presented as a gift. Sometimes it can be tough, it can be hard, it can be stressful, it can be really annoying to have to uproot certain things that we're used to and go into other places in our lives. But the way I looked at this season that presented itself to us about, I guess, about a month and a half or a month ago, depending on what timeline you are in the world of when the lockdowns began. At first I was annoyed, and then I was like, you know what? This is an opportunity. This is an opportunity to present another season shift that I believe that the Creator, that God, that the universe is declaring to us right now. And so sometimes when there is a shift in season and there is a big change, like going to the gym and exercising that muscle, it can be very uncomfortable at first. It can be strenuous. It can be hard. It can cause all of the toil, all of the focus that you have in that place. But when we dig deep down into our conscience, into our higher power, connection with spirit, with creator, with whatever our energy and that deeper source is, we're able to get into a place where we dig into our roots and say, you know what, I'm going to bring forth this new honey, this new life, this new sustenance that's coming from within me and be able to present it to the world around me. So I want to propose that question to you. How are you reinventing yourself in your life right now, whether it be at home? Maybe you're in lockdown at home. Maybe you're on the front lines at work. Maybe you're just being a mom or a dad, just staying at home, watching the kids. There is no greater or lesser role at this time right now. We're all in this together as human beings. So everybody is doing is important. Everything that you are doing and I'm doing, Colette's doing, you as a listener are doing.
That's what I just got, that maybe some people would like to know. Because it's kind of like, for a lot of people, what I'm finding, a lot of my clients and my students, et cetera, people that get in touch with me and work with me are really have a much lower level of fear. And I keep reminding them that there's so many fears right now. And just because you don't have the same fear as someone else does not mean that that's not a valid fear.
That's right.
And they're all valid for everybody. And I'm looking at this time right now as an opportunity to create a better version of myself.
Yes.
I've never had so much time.
Exactly.
Like, you know, and yet, you know, like, it's interesting. I think that people would like to know, like, what has changed dramatically in your life? Like, what have you noticed for yourself? Oh, this route. Okay, now this is asking too much from me.
Sure. No, absolutely. I'd love to expand on that. So one thing I found myself doing more is, you know, obviously because there's no sports on TV, I'm not going to make any bones about it. I love watching sports or, you know, love watching, television or cable. But most of those things I found, they don't matter as much as I thought that they did at that time. I'm like, okay, well, there's all this downtime that I have. You know, I work a frontline job, so I work in telecommunications at a phone store. With obviously social distancing regulations in place. But when work is done for the day, I still have all this time in the evening and all this time my day off that I'd normally spend in other places to invest. So one of the things that's changed for me and an increase of focus is more of what we're doing right now. I've put myself this challenge that weekly or every bi-weekly, every couple of weeks that I get on Facebook Live, and I'll just do it unannounced. So I'll go in when I feel like the Spirit of God is prompting me to get in front of the camera and just say, I'm going to encourage, if there are only two people watching live that tune in, or 20 or 30 or 40, I'm going to release the truth that I have on my heart right now and use the tools that we have. Thank God for Zoom, for Zoom being able to use this and being able to talk to people and being able to reach people.
How do you have an affinity for Zoom?
Well, I've got stock in it. I actually, no joke, I invested some in stock in Zoom before before it really started jumping up. So I'm like, this is a great thing to do. Like, I know it's a little bit off the beaten path, or it might be a part of the conversation we're talking about, but I think it's a really good time if you have a handful of extra change to look at the stock markets right now, because there are some amazing opportunities to invest. So that's part of what I've been doing as well, is I've been investing not just time and reaching out to others, but I've been looking at my finances thinking, okay, everybody, a lot of people are in panic mode right now, but what's a stock that's going to rise up again, that's going to be doing good again in like a year or two when all this is blown over? So I would encourage you to find areas to invest in, maybe financially, but also socially. So through Zoom, keeping in touch with people, connecting with your friends, making sure people are okay, because not everyone's going to be at the place that you and I or Colette and I are at right now, where you're maybe a 7 or an 8 on the comfortable scale. Maybe somebody else is going to be a 2 or a 3 on how comfortable they're doing right now.
On this radio show, we usually go 10 as the panic button and 0 down to neutral.
Yeah. And okay.
yeah. But like you hit it, around 2 or 3 is about where most people, and it's a matter of perspective. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to get into this a little bit more. And I'm just going to ask you, like, what are maybe 3 of the things that you miss doing the most?
Yeah. Okay.
And then we're going to take some calls, 1-800-930-2819. And we will come back after this short break and make some shift happen.
Woohoo.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're also live on Facebook. Today, I have a guest with me, Caleb Matthews, and he's our dream expert. And we're right away going to, we have a call and you've been patiently waiting. We'll be taking that call in a minute. I just wanted to share with you a little bit about how to reach me. It's at thetruthisfunny.com. And if you're interested in my paintings, you can go to the Tales from the Vector, that's T-A-I-L-S.com. And I have a couple specials out there due to our current search situation. So right now I'm offering sessions. If you buy one within a week, I'll give you a follow-up for the same amount of time. And I also have managed to put the 3-card consultations online. So because everybody was missing that from the holistic fair. And that's what I didn't want to forget, is I'm going to be on the summit with the holistic fair on Thursday. It's between 12 and 2. And you can go to the Holistic Market and Psychic Fair Summit. And you'll find that on Facebook. And you can just register there. It's free. And there's people from all over the world have been on it so far. It's been a lot of fun and people just getting together because we can't do it in person. And so that's what I have up. And I have a new program coming out. It'll be within the next week or so. And that's just, it's called Get Your Shift Together. It's for 8 people at one time. And it'll be like a teleconference. You can send me your issue and I'll work on it for half an hour, everybody together. And so this way it'll be a little bit easier and a little bit more economical for some of you. I know these are really trying times. And so we are thrilled to have Caleb here. Just before this, we were talking to Caleb about, you know, how the whole current situation now is changing people's lives and how we want to come out of this looking better, feeling better, doing better. And so we were just saying, well, before we take the caller, I just wanted to say, Caleb, how has this, you know, affected you? Like, just, you know, in short.
Absolutely. In short, I would say it's caused me to take a look at my own life and say, what is in my hand, and challenge me of what are the tools that I have that I still have access to be able to reach other people. So this is the question that I propose to you as I share my story, is what do you have in your hand? It could be communication online like Colette and I are doing. It could be you're somebody who's helping seniors or your neighbors go to the grocery store because they can't go to the grocery store. It could be that you're phoning in to check in on your friends that are in different countries or places to make sure they're okay. So really how this has changed me, it's caused me to focus more of what's in my hand, what I can do, and not necessarily what I can't do, because we've been told so many can'ts right now at this time, can't do this, can't do that, but what can we do? So really, it's a change in perspective even more so. It's not like I didn't have that perspective anymore, but it's been highlighted of what's in your hand, trying new things, stepping into new longings and desires. And when there's that pull from your heart and from God and from the Creator, then I would just say to follow that. So in short, I would say it's caused me to focus on what's in my hand, follow new longings and new desires, try new things, and make sure that you're available of what's looking at what's in your hand, that is available to grab onto.
I love that. That's beautiful. And, you know, this painting here actually is one of mine from Tales from the Vector. This is the original. It's actually an ink drawing. But this is Taurus, and that's the energy we're in now. And as you can see, Taurus came in like a bull in a china shop this year. So this is kind of the energy that we're dealing with. I call this my bull shift card because the matador and the bull in this picture, actually, it looks like he's really sad that he killed the bull, or that the bull is about to die and he has regret. But this is actually a dance. And so what appears to be is not real. Right. And this bull, this is part of the act of the matador, a part of the stage of the dance where he has such disregard for the bull that he doesn't even look at it. So I love this. This is copper is the color, and it's that energy putting that out there right now. energy is copper is a really good conductor. And so how has this changed my life? And then we're going to take the caller here and we're going to take all your calls and talk about your dreams if you want to do that, because I just love that. For me, it hasn't been a huge change because I work from home. It has been a huge change for me as far as my live events in my work field. I've also, many of the things that are happening are beautiful. I'm creating an online program now, which is something I thought I'd do next year. And the universe has said, no, let's do it now. And, you know, I have time to do it a little bit more. And I'm winding up finishing that last painting and I'm working on writing all of that out. So I was kind of planning on taking some downtime now anyway. And so it hasn't affected me in the same way as others. This radio show is one of the things that I'm most grateful for right now. I've been sharing this. We've been gracing the airwaves now for 7 years. It was on April 24th that I had my very first show in April, 7 years ago. And so it'll be like in 2 days, I guess. And it was always meant to be for, I wanted people to have an opportunity to call in and experience the instant relief that neutrality can bring. And how an energetic upgrade can really empower people, and that if we are centered and stable and balanced within ourselves, that we're more likely to be able to empower others around us. And I find that one of the things that for me that's really exciting is that I was missing a piece of information in my education regarding the anatomy of the face, et cetera. I do telespas and I get really good results, but I was getting it was something to do with the muscles. And I was accepted, you know, last month to be in a course for the face yoga program, which is, I'm so excited. It's the teacher certificate program. I don't know when I'm going to get all the time to do it. I'm learning a lot about self-care right now because I have to put face masks on and stuff as part of the program.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And so that's kind of something that I'm doing for myself, but I'm also wanting to improve myself and improve my seminars. And I just feel so blessed to have this show and the team at Transformation Talk Radio, who I've counted on for 7 years now, and they always get me through everything.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to say that, and I'm very grateful for all the wonderful people who are brave enough to call in here and people who come on the show like you, Caleb. It's just, those are the things that I really, and my yard and my garden and my cat and my daughters are both healthy. That means the world to me.
That's great.
Yeah. So I'm really noticing like, wow, maybe I don't really like doing that, or maybe I'd rather do it this way. And so that's what I'm talking about, opening up your perception. So, you know, and then there's some real sad times like we're all having. So,
yeah,
you know, there's concerns, there's fears, they come up, they go down. And I really do appreciate you coming on and sharing that with all of us, how it's affected you also, because then that gives people permission to also share how they're feeling. So, Zach, we have someone that's been patiently waiting to come on the show.
Yes, we have Marie from Paris. Marie, you are on The Truth is Funny.
Hi, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Oh, hi there to Colette and Caleb.
Hey, you were on the show last time Caleb came on, weren't you? Or two Calebs ago.
And I had a very uninteresting dream by that time. And so, and for this time, I asked my mind again to conjure up a dream. And I woke up from a dream when I was had been flying.
Ah, I love those.
And yeah, I was flying, but then there was another part of it. And strangely, people that I knew, when I was flying and I was like up to them to ask a question, they just thought that was perfectly normal. Anyways, but then there was another part where I was kind of having to fly to keep away from others from harming me. So I'll let you add it for what all of this might mean.
Caleb, what does this all mean?
Sure. Well, flying, I'll just get right into that, is usually a picture. It's a, it's a metaphor. It's a living message to you, Marie, as a one who is gaining in personal authority, but also gaining in spiritual acceleration. So as you're accelerating, as you're going a foot on the gas pedal and you're increasing in these areas of illumination and following your light and following your path, it's showing you a broader picture and a broader perspective of the land and the people around you, and really just having a larger vantage point than people who are just looking from the, you know, one foot in front of the other, but you're seeing the bigger picture. And as you're seeing the bigger picture, right, and as you're being raised up into that atmosphere, you're encountering maybe others that would, you said that were trying to, like, some obstacles or trying to clash with you. Is that what you're talking about?
In this case, it was people that I didn't know that I was needing to fly at a distance away from them so that they didn't kind of reach out to take some, to pull me down, to kind of attack me or take something from me.
Yeah, so I would say that your higher power, like your source, is giving you just a fair warning, but also guiding you in what boundaries to prepare, who to trust, who not to, and really just stewarding your own personal metron, I think, or your personal space. I think a couple of Caleb shows ago, we talked about a dream that was a similar topic of, correct me if I'm wrong, but was it you were bringing your, like, partner into, like, home to see your mother or something, and it was like a dream about, we talked about.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah,
hold on, Marie. We have to take a short break because it's the middle one. And so if you would just hold on and hold those thoughts, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes here. I just wanted, before we go out, just to remind people you can call in 1-800-930-2819. This is Colette Marie Steph, and I've got Caleb Matthews, who's an insurgent dream whisperer, we'll call him. And Marie from Paris. We'll be right back after this short break to make some more shift happen.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live on Facebook, and we have Caleb Matthews here with us. And we also have a caller from Paris, Marie, who's telling us, shared her dream with us, and we're going to dig a little bit deeper now into what that's about. But before we do that, I just wanted to remind you, before we forget, Caleb, to share your contact information with people, because we haven't done that yet.
Sure. That's great. That's a good reminder. So Caleb Matthews with Encompassed by Dreams. My website is encompassedbydreams.com. So encompassedbydreams.com. Encompassed, just like the compass, by dreams.com. And then my Instagram and Facebook hashtag Encompassed by Dreams, Facebook Encompassed by Dreams. You can follow me in either of those places. And then if you want to sign up for my monthly newsletter, where I do like a little tidbit and a point about dream interpretation tools and where I'm, what I'm doing as far as my events that I'm talking online and everything, you can sign up and send me an email at info@encompassedbydreams.com.
So awesome. A little bit. Yeah. So, Zach, do we still have our beautiful woman from lady, I should say, from Paris?
I believe so. Marie, are you still there?
Yes, certainly.
There we go. Okay, so Caleb, you were just before the break, you were saying you remembered when Marie called in at the last show, and it was regarding a relationship and feeling kind of overwhelmed. So now... Yeah. It almost seems like this is a continuation of the other dream now.
Yeah. A thing about
that. Did it come in series?
Yeah.
Like television series?
Yeah.
Until you get it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. So Marie, if you want to, can you expound on that? I'm correct in when I'm saying that your first dream that you shared with me a couple of times ago was about boundaries and was about something to do with like a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It made more sense than a reflection after.
Yeah, absolutely. So just wanted to confirm that before I got into my interpretation. So yeah, with the new dream that you're having, we talked about flying for the listeners and the viewers that we had before the break. So that, gaining that altitude of spiritual authority and into the realms of light and following the path that you're the creator, higher power has for you. And as you're into this altitude, climbing up onto this new perspective, there's going to be some people that are going to be will not understand the spiritual depth and the dimension that you're walking into. So it's really a reminder about really that recurring theme of that we talked about before with the relationships boundaries, just really interpersonal relationships with people or people that you allow to influence your life or people that you allow to be a part of your atmosphere will be the ones that will try to, those people will try to deter you, but looking to the people that will continually fan the airwaves to be able to bring you up higher into a higher altitude. I think it just speaks of a self-conditioning dream of, I guess, spring cleanup on being sure of who's in your airwaves. So that's what I see, Marie.
Yeah, exactly.
Does that resonate with you, Marie?
Yes, very much so. And funny enough that the people that I was having to stay away from, I didn't know who they were, so maybe it's sort of an unknown
Well, right now, out in the collective, like what I call the collective influence, there's so many different things that people, depending on their point of view, where they come from, etc., It's kind of like if someone gets really, really ill with a serious disease, the reasons why they might get ill with the same disease as some other people, like, or as many people would, is because they resonate in a certain vibration. And so a vibration of information, you could call it, or whatever. So when there's a lot of fear out there, you don't necessarily have it directly coming from you. It can be like, I think about your authentic self triad. I talk about where you think about your body and your soul and your spirit, and these need to be balanced. And when they get kind of like, when we get in these like currents that are really challenging, and we're, you know, it's at those times that we're really tested. And this feels very much like you're, I mean, you're a very aware person on a spiritual level in many ways. You've done a lot of work. And so a lot of times I'm finding people that have done a lot of work are really feeling this in their own way, you know, like kind of confused almost about their identity. Mm-hmm. Like, does that make sense to you, Marie?
A lot thanks to your guidance through the years has given me a bit different perspective. But of course, even if I'm doing well, all of us are affected by what is happening in the world now. I'm conscious of that. So perhaps that's also linked with that.
Yeah, agreed.
It's okay. So what we want to do is just recognize that, you know, you keep that body, soul, spirit even and strong, and you stay connected through that higher self network to your source energy, whatever you prefer to call that, whoever you are. And you start to recognize that maybe, just maybe, you know, I went through that horrible, horrible time for 7 years where one family member after another was sick, and my dad was paralyzed from head to toe overnight, and it was just so overwhelming. It was just so overwhelming. And but when it gets broken down into smaller pieces, you start to realize this isn't a punishment. This is just life. Life isn't fair, but you can be fair in how you treat others, and you can also expect a fair exchange in energy from others. So thank you so much for calling in. We have someone else who's been patiently waiting also to talk about their dream. How do you feel about it now, Marie?
Well, I feel energized. Many thanks to both of you.
Oh, good. All right. Lots of love to you in the city of love there.
And in return,
there we go.
Love to your partner and your family. Bye. Keep safe.
Keep safe. Thanks.
Okay, so Zach, do we have someone else here?
Yes, we have Deneen from Langley, BC.
All right.
Deneen, you are on The Truth is Funny.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hello, good morning.
Okay. Good morning. It's a little low on my phone, so I'm calling.
Hear you good. It's all right. Yeah.
Pardon me?
We can hear you fine. It's good.
Oh, okay. I'm calling in because I'm getting married in August.
Mm. Congratulations.
And I'm not,
congrats.
Thanks. And I don't know if it's going to be happening or not. And I've been okay with that. My awake self has been okay with that, but my dreams tell us something different.
Okay. I love that.
And I laugh.
On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being hair on fire, press the panic button, this sucks, I'm mad. And 0 being whatever. Where are you on that scale?
I'm at about a 5, I think.
Yeah. Weren't we just talking about this before the call, Jake? We spoke just before, and we were talking about the 5, and now it's come up again that this is the 5th show. So, Caleb, what, you know, What are you getting when someone's got like the five, like it's like,
yeah, I just think that there is a an unusual exponential amount of divine grace being poured out in this time of, even though things may not make sense. So for many of us, it doesn't make sense what's going on, if it's affecting our personal lives and decisions and plans. The five is really that divine grace to be able to reach your hand in and do something that really is special, because you know, before social distancing was a thing, the way that you would say thank you very much is you would shake someone's hand. But since we can't do that naturally now, we can do that spiritually. So I think spiritually that right now it's the grace in the hand to be able to reach forward into the future and really just partner with whatever Creator is telling us to do and to plan for proactively, and have the grace to like the wind on a taking a sailboat to be able to go where the winds of change are taking us. Because even though you had plans to get married in August, which would have been amazing, would have been wonderful, or it could still happen depending on what happens, the divine timing of the Creator, of God, is really the five. It's that smackdown of the grace to reach into something and make things beautiful. No matter what the whatever the result.
Yeah, and I'm getting like big part of the reason why Deneen was you know, said, okay, I'm calling in, is because this is her dream wedding, damn it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're the dream
exactly.
guy and you're supposed to fix it.
Well, right? and I've been having reoccurring dreams about things not working out. Like, I can't find my strapless bra and I have to go home and get it. And then I get there and then I don't have it and I have to go back. And last night was, I was getting a tattoo done and the tattoo was half done. And then I had to get to the wedding and it was horrible.
Okay, Kayla. Like, and then I just have to say this. Zach, can we skip this break?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what we'll do, because this is too funny. How long have you been with your partner?
Pardon me?
How long have you been with your partner?
13 years.
How long?
13 years.
And why did you decide to get married now?
We had a bunch of life-altering stuff happen, and, you know, I think it really changed how we felt about each other. We got a deeper connection, and he finally decided that he wanted to get on one knee and ask me to marry him. So, you know, like, before it was never, we both were in major relationships, and well, we never really thought that we'd want to really get a big wedding and have that. But after what we went through, we decided, why can't we celebrate our love and do this?
I love it.
Deal the deal.
Because this is what was coming up energetically, is just that this is your dream wedding. Fix it, Jake, or Caleb. Expert. Make my wedding happen. But I wanted to point to get him off the hook a little bit here. I want to point out that... him, that your beautiful man, handsome man, getting down on his knee and proposing to you and saying he loves you and wants to marry you and all those beautiful things after 13 years of being together through hard times and good times, you've been married. That is marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the moment you were waiting for was the glass slipper moment, and he already gave you that. So now what you do with that is going to be really interesting. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, right before my daughter was getting married, I sold my house in Saskatchewan, bought this one in BC, was out at a speaking engagement at a music festival in California, Lightning in a Bottle. The wedding was in Canmore, Alberta, and 3 weeks before the flood happened, the big flood, and every hotel was ruined except for my daughter's. And at the last, everything, I said to her, do not cancel anything. It's going to go. And it went perfectly. And we ended up getting beautiful penthouse suite for like nothing to celebrate in. And it was a beautiful wedding. It was small to begin with. It was in the mountains. It was gorgeous. Everything went perfectly. And a week before, we couldn't have said for sure. And so one thing I can tell you that's really strong here is your love for him and his love for you. That tests strong. And when I test, does he like you? Yeah. Hell yeah, he likes you. And do you like him? Yeah. After 13 years of being together and being in lockdown with each other, hey, you've got this marriage thing.
That's funny. Yeah, because I was you've like, already, oh, I don't know this
one. You've already passed the exam.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so the rest is just going to be about how you're going to celebrate this choice and decision, whether you cancel it, postpone it, have it anyway, do it 100 times, do it every day for the rest of your life, whatever you want. There's no rules anymore. This is the new normal. That's the good news. How does that feel?
Thanks. Much better. Like, I just felt so much love from the two of you that I could cry.
I love that. That's because I just wanted to have Caleb now explain, like, what, because this came as a very spiritual dream to me.
Yep.
So do you just want to explain a little bit to Deneen and that beautiful wanting to cry? That's the sentimental sadness of letting go of the fear.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Because you shared those little two clip dreams about your tattoo and about, I guess, trying to put your bra on or like your strapless bra and fumbling with that. But I think that it's such a interesting picture because in dream language, we always ask ourselves, at least I do when I'm interpreting dreams and people I'm teaching us, what is this a picture of? So the breast would be the picture of nurturing. And then a tattoo is something that's established, like it's a mark. So what I would say is that even though that your natural mind and your body may be like, okay, goodness, what's going to happen in August? How is this all going to turn out? Your spirit can be assured that the nurturing has already been put into place, as Colette was talking about. You've already had 13 years of a man giving everything to you, like hell or high water. And there's been an established tattoo in the spiritual realm of saying, this is the established mark of love for you. And I think even though that your natural mind and your physical like being may want to have things a certain way, your spiritual being is at peace. And I think it's just leaning into accepting what your spirit already knows to be true. And that is that you're a nurturer, he's a nurturer. And then you both have that tattoo of love established, finally printed on both of your spirits just to continue that relationship moving forward. So I think it's a beautiful thing. So that's really what I see. I want to affirm that. In your life.
How beautiful. How do you feel?
Wow, that's lovely.
Good. Zach, how much time do we have left?
We have 7-ish minutes.
Okay, cool. So I just wanted to check in with you, Deneen, and just see, like, what number are you at?
Between a 2 and a 1.
Yeah. So what do you feel maybe is left over here? What's still like that? Because I'm getting this teeny little thing because it's kind of like from when you were a little girl. Like, did you dream about your wedding? Like, were you one of those little girls?
I don't remember. I think it's because maybe there's something there because I was supposed to marry the kid to that test week. I don't know really
like Caleb, what he was saying basically is just that on some level, it's kind of like you've already like passed this spiritual test sort of thing. Like it's not like the wedding itself is going to give you anything that you don't already have other than a really, really good time. And so whether you choose to take that day, no matter what happens, and make that a beautiful day for you and for your partner, then and he chooses to do that for you, in a way that's kind of really beautiful because a lot of times, have you noticed, weddings can go sideways.
Yeah, it proved to me in my dreams they were.
Yeah. And you know when we dream about things when we're little girls? a lot of times those things, like one thing, have you noticed this, that like in all the fairy tales, the prince comes, puts the slipper on your foot, takes you off to the castle, and then we never know what happened after that. We already know what's happened. You live happily ever after.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
Yeah. And so
a level of not wanting to be disappointed.
Yeah.
So now I feel a letting go of that.
Yeah. You have every right to, you know, you don't want to suppress your feelings, because you know, go out in the field and yell and scream if you need to, and get it out of your system, because you don't want to hold that in you. At the same time, once you get neutral to it and you recognize that, really, you know, like, you know, God doesn't care where you get married or how you do it, or if anyone's watching.
No.
Right, Caleb?
Thank you, guys. I'm like,
all right.
You know,
lots of love to
zero.
You. Lots of love.
Yes, thanks.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
So, Caleb, like, what else? We've got about 5 minutes left here. And
absolutely. Okay. I'm going to steer this ship of just recapping what we've talked about. So we've delved into some interesting dreams. We've talked about what is in our hand and the art of reinventing ourselves. So really, to bring the ship home, it's like valuing what we have and learning more about who am I? Who are you? Who are we? Who are we? What is our purpose? What is our calling in the earth? What are we built to be able to do in this time? For our immediate selves, for our families and our friends and our cities and countries that we live in, how can we help with what we have in our hand? Who am I? So, and learning to be flexible as well too, because just like with the dream that Deneen shared there a few minutes ago, sometimes we have these plans, especially big plans, that we want to do things in a sequence, because as human beings, we're wired to have A equals B equals C equals D, to go all the way in sequential Greek and Roman thought and steps. But really, we're being shifted back to the language of our ancestors, which is that Hebraic root, which is that root of the Eastern, you know, just fathers, forefathers, foremothers, and just saying, you know what, taking life as a metaphor, as a story, and really going along with the waves and the ebbs and the flows, and being really flexible of what we have in our hand, and being open to God, and being open to saying, you know what, use me as an instrument and speak to me, because that's really what I've been doing right now. I've been using this downtime to say, all right, there's this cloud of stuff that's going on, there's this unusual situation, and then there is the storm above the cloud, which is the beautiful place. Like for those of you out there that hike, or you go out and you chase storms, like some people like doing tornado chasers or storm chasers, the middle of the storm, and when you get above the storm, is the most peaceful place in the entire world. In that place is when you find that peace within the middle of the chaos. That's where you're going to find the answers. So I encourage you to go deep.
That's awesome. I mean, that brought up some really fond memories. When one of the things I love the most about Saskatchewan is the lightning storms and thunder, because you could see it for miles and it'd be amazing, you know? And so that's sort of like, but when you're in the storm, you can't go and clean up when the wind is still blowing.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so true. It's important. I feel that in next week I will be sharing a Nuggets of Wisdom. And I've been working on a protocol for our current situation, and also for staying healthy in it. And I've been looking up a lot of the information and working on it. And I feel like I have some good solid scientific information right now. And next Wednesday, I'll share that and make that available to everybody, just for how to energetically get people down. Like Deneen, you know, was at an 8, and then she's down to, you know, 2, 1, 0. It's just a little bit easier to handle. So I want to thank you, Caleb, for coming on the show. I want to thank everybody for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat, and your team for keeping us all in the know. we love you. Thank you so much. And we'll be back next Wednesday, 8:00 a.m. Pacific time. And I will be on the Holistic Summit tomorrow between noon and 2. And you can check that out. Just go to Holistic Market and Psychic Fair Summit. Bye for now, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye, Caleb. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.